know, I don't know, you got to take your bucket down to the Navarro River and that's it, that's all you've got.
Mm-hmm.
If you can get some sticks together and put a boil on that water, it's going to be safe.
I'll have probably 3 minutes. I mean, it's not that long, is it?
Well, you know, I have a friend that's very scientifically minded, and he said, imagine you're just one of these little bugs, you know, and you're in this vessel of water. How fast are you going to die if it's at a boil?
Mm-hmm.
And he said it's going to be pretty darn quick.
I want to make a closing comment also on the UV sterilization. And my understanding with UV sterilization, or purifier, I'm kind of using his word interchangeably, is it really doesn't kill the bacteria, but it destroys the DNA. So the little creature, as it goes, I'm saying bacteria, for example, as you ingest that water, the bacteria may still be alive. The issue comes when the bacteria goes in your body and goes, oh, this Charlie's a great place, let's have a family. And you get overwhelmed with the bacteria. If the guy can't reproduce, its life cycle is very short, and you're fine. So it really kind of deactivates its ability to reproduce. So that's a little insight on UV sterilization. If you'd like to join us tonight with some questions, you can contact us locally at 895-2448 or 1-800-499-7117. Hello, this is KZYX. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'm back to my old tricks. This is a great show. I'm so happy to have it in this time slot. I have a comment about boron, and then I have a question. I look at boron as being much like all the other trace minerals that we find in our water, and that as a species, not enough is a problem, and too much is really a problem. But there are actually supplements sold in health food stores that contain boron in mixes with magnesium and calcium and vitamin D, when people are specifically looking for bone strengthening.
And I've seen that myself, you're correct.
And I also happen to know that there's a bit of a plague of very excess boron in the Kamshi area. It's been a real problem there historically.
Yeah, Kamshi, well, not to pick on Kamshi, but there's pockets of, there's some places I can think of almost any town around here where there's going to be a place. I brought some water samples, test results, but some water is so compromised in so many areas, such as high sodium, high boron, high iron, really high iron hardness. It's kind of like, well, wait a minute, this water is really difficult to deal with, because to purify it, to make it serviceable for you and affordable and something that you can actually maintain, you almost sometimes have to look for another source of water. That's a difficult decision to make.
So now we get to my question. Which is actually kind of a prompting. I think if you two fine gentlemen could find time to do some public workshops, that people would come in flocks to do some kind of short few-hour workshop of education. I think you're so on topic. My question is about wells, and I'd kind of like you to go back and just be a little bit more extensive about testing. And an example I have is, I live in Mendocino. Everybody here has a well. And in the late 1980s, this very unfortunate thing happened where up at the high school, which is the highest point in town based on bedrock that flows down the hill, we delegated the choices of termite control that allowed a grant to be given to an architect in Santa Rosa. And he chose the most cost-effective thing, which was to pump are you there? Hello?
We're still here, I'm sorry.
60,000 gallons of a chemical, which is now illegal, and at the moment I'm forgetting its name, down into the bedrock. And it's an earth-binding chemical. So that is just a simple one example of, like, okay, you tested your well, it was great. But how often do you want to test your well and see what effects from surrounding areas are now migrating into your environment? And I think I've taken quite enough time. Thank you.
Charlie,
shall I hang up?
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks for your call.
Which part are we good at? About well testing, how often, other contaminants that may be coming in. The high school and termite control, I'm on the school board, I better be careful. things like that is probably a pretty local, in other words, it's not going to move through the ground very fast. You can find out what the active ingredient is. You can test the close by wells for that. A great example of that was the Casper landfill years ago. They were concerned that leachate was getting out of there, and they tested for specific things show up indicating that you were getting leachate from the landfill, and it went out. They could describe the plume. The worst things to be around is a dry